Hello.
Hi, good morning. Strong Mirror Family First. This is Clifton.
Yeah.
How
Hey.
you doing? How you doing today?
Yeah, trouble punching in.
Oh, I see that. I see that. So let me see
What
something.
happened?
Did you start it as usual at 8, right?
Yeah. Hold
Okay.
on. No, it's saying your number wouldn't go in.
My number, yeah, I tried to get my number in and it wouldn't go in. I don't know why.
And
Oh, okay.
he kept saying, error, please call back. Error, please call back. Then the number that came up on the phone, the number, because it said it on the phone, he showed me and said, 1-866-779-6962. And then it said error, error. Then it said it wouldn't take the number. So I told her, I said, shit, you should call them. But lucky you called here. What happened?
Yeah, in this case, I mean, I was reported for a similar thing that happened, like, during the early morning time with another caregiver with the error, in this case, for not the call, but the app. But I imagine that it will be a similar thing going on, okay? I already reported this to our team, but I'm going to include you guys. In this case, I mean, for them to review on your side, okay? Please, I mean, try to do the clock out. I have the confirmation for the clock in at least. So, in the meantime, I would just like to check on for a visit of last week, Tuesday, that Lorraine was missing the clock out on the 3rd of March. She finished her shift as usual at 4 p.m., right?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. I'm taking this verbal confirmation, so I process the shift for that. Of that day, so you don't need to see me. I mean, you don't need to send me a timesheet for that day.
Can you do me a favor when you're done with her to ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you tell her number again, because her number wasn't going in. So was she dialing? It's supposed to be. She got it right here. It says 123-6606. That's what it says.
Okay, let me see right here.
Because she was standing there on the phone, kind of like, you should call them.
Okay, you said the number was again?
She had it written down, 1-2-6-6-0-6.
Okay, yeah, that's the number.
Okay, it wouldn't take it.
That's odd. As I said that there was, I mean, another caregiver that reported something similar this morning, so. Okay, okay, no problem. But in the meantime, you haven't had the need to be admitted into the hospital, right?
No, I thought I had something last night, but I thought my PSA went up, but it must have been, the bottle must have been, you know, like sometimes the bottle can look another color. And I told her she had to watch me. Because I think that my PSA, the blood is coming out again. So, he said I gotta...
He's not taking his pills properly. And he's not letting you give it to him.
So...
Okay.
So, she said, did you take the pills? I said, I'm gonna take it like I'm supposed to, like the doctor told me, because only know about one pill, but he told me in the office two pills. So I'm not going. I don't want to have to go back to that part again. I don't want to have to get watched all night. So when I see that, if the way that came out, the bottle that I had to, you know, the urine bottle I had to go in, it looked like everything was dead. But sometimes my mind is no good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told her somebody came through the doors last night. I don't believe that myself because I haven't seen it before. I can tell you she would have seen me. She would have been, where are you going? And I would have had to get my cane and go to the door and open the door. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody came. And that's the only thing that happened like 2 years ago. And I told the people that somebody came here, but I was at another house. And they said, they called the people, they said nobody came here. So, and I don't know, but I take my medicine, but like I said, like you said, if I don't take it right, I throw everything off. That's why she wanted to give me the pill. Mm-hmm. Because I was talking to the person and everything. My mind is bad like that.
Oh, okay. So no, I got you.
You know what? I didn't make a big thing about it because I'm just, being as though you brought that up, I'll, you know, say it again to her. So she knows, you know, think that I'm not taking my other medicine, but even when you take the medicine, sometimes that stuff like that happens. I'll be talking to the person, and they always be at the door, and they're going to say, they're here for somebody. That's what they did before. That's what happened before. So I called upstairs, and I said, somebody's here for you, and they said they called the person and no one came here for it. So I'm aware of that hallucination because it happened before. And it's always, I talk to the person. They don't talk long. They just talk enough to say, this person wanted to bring water. But I know when, it always be at the door. They never come in or nothing. If they just knock on the window or they knock on the door. And that's how I know there's something wrong because it happened before. She would have seen me. If she would have seen me, get up. And walk by and say, where are you going?
Mr. Clifton.
I go through the door.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Clifton, I'm sorry to cut you right there. At the moment, I have a service coordinator on the other line.
Do your job, man. I just wanted to get that thing cleared up for her, with her number, and then.
No, it's okay. I help her with the visit of last week, okay? So she doesn't need to send me a timesheet, okay? By the time, try again today and advise Lorraine to send me a screenshot, or I don't know, to report me this afternoon if the issue is repeated again, okay?
Okay. All right. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm here for that, okay?
Get the nurse thinking people have to do it, okay?
No problem, Mr. Clifton. We'll be in touch if anything, okay? You have my number.
Okay.
All right. Take care a lot. Bye-bye.